Yes, I think it's one of the priorities to address as the next chief of police. I think it's good to start with kind of a gaps analysis of the department and what's working, what's not working, what services the department is currently providing and what the department isn't providing. And then looking at identifying how many sworn staff needs to be added to the department to enhance service, but also looking at other methods of service. And in saying that, I mean, what other non-sworn staffing can we bring on, like community service officers or from the agency that I'm from, we have police service technicians, and they can handle the calls that don't need a gun and a badge at the scene. They're low priority, no suspect there at the time, no suspect contact, so they're out taking some of the cold calls, and that helps alleviate those calls that are pending for the sworn officers to respond to. So I think it's really a good process to review the department, look at some gaps analysis, and identify the next steps moving forward is what does that staffing and additional staffing look like for the department.